Here we go. And where's the music? Hello. And I'm disorganized, but this should be it. Ready. Good evening, everybody. It's the Fakeologist Show. Monday, November the 13th, 2023. We are back. We took yesterday off because we had a big audio chat on the weekend. We had Saturday a couple hours. We had a 6-hour audio chat on Sunday. So I figured that's enough talking for one day. Who wants to listen to me talk even more? Now, I didn't do all the talking. There were many, many, many great guests on the Fakeologist audio chat on Sunday. Who was on there anyway? Let me just go back. We had two new voices. We had Francois from Belgique, Le Belgique, and then we had Yu Yu from Paris, France. So we had a bunch of French fries call in, and they were really interesting. One of them said they knew somebody who knew someone at Bataclan, which of course isn't good enough for me. And I told this guy, go to the Clues Forum and look at the massive 500 post thread on the Bataclan. That was obviously no different than any other integrated capstone event, ice event. Just because it was in Paris, just because you're near it, doesn't mean it's real. And, you know, the French, I said to the guy, they might be really better at doing hoaxes and integrated capstone events and drills than even the British or Americans. So let's give the French credit. They've been colonizing and controlling their population for a long time. As a matter of fact, the reason that you came to the Fakeologist, just let me make sure I got the right guy. There was two French guys, so now they're starting to merge in my brain. It could have been Francois. It was either one of these two new callers. They got to the Fakeologist show because of Mr. E, which is, of course, why I like having Mr. E on regularly, because I'm a super fan. I'm a patron of Mr. E. And I like he's just a more widely researched than just androgyny. And he likes the deception. He likes the biblical angle. He likes the language. He is a full deception investigator. He doesn't just say, well, this is a girl, this is a guy, this was. He brings in the whole package, and he's Mr. E is extremely hoax aware. He's probably a dyed-in-the-wool fakeologist as well. He definitely probably has all the credentials to that we endorse over here. So he's the full Monty, as it were. So one of these two guys, I can't remember which one, if it was Francois. You're gonna have to listen to the 6 hours if you want to find out, but he came to the Fakeologist by way of Mr. E. And I think Mr. E was because maybe Mr. E was talking about the president of France and his husband. We don't know which is which. And he's even now, yeah, now I think it's Francois from Belgium who was talking, because Francois said his wife now is transvestigating thanks to Mr. E and all his research. So without further delay, let's just say hi to Mr. E. Mark, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, it's going good.
Good.
Yeah, so
Yeah.
we get people to the Fakeologist show because of you, which is great.
Huh.
Because
Yeah.
so that was pretty good. So that this is he got his wife interested, and women are they're resistant at first, but man, when they find out your research, I think they're pretty disgusted with what's happening. That
Yeah.
it's an
Yeah.
anti-women, anti-female agenda
Yeah,
you're
that's
exposing,
true.
isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's both sides. They're, anti-male as well to a certain degree. And they're just kind of mocking humanity, trying to destroy us, apparently.
Doing
It's
a
a
damn good
war
job.
on control and control us and hurt, treat us like farm animals. I've had farmers say they treat their farm animals better than these people treat us.
Wonderful.
But
But we are on a farm. But,
you know, they're masters of, they understand human nature, though. I think they kind of use our own weaknesses against us. Like lately, these days, I'm kind of looking at humanity as a whole, right? It's like the like first stage is kind of like, oh, these people are deceiving us and they're evil and they're controlling us. But why are we so easily deceived? You know, what about us? What's wrong with us? Like, why do we believe their lies? Or not just us personally, but just humanity in general. You know, most people still believe in their lies. And,
Because we're so good natured, we're such trusting souls.
I think it's based on idolatry. Not to get too heavy right off the bat, but it's like people like Fauci, for example. People have faith in Fauci; they believe him. He's their god, basically.
Oh yeah,
it's like your god? If whoever your god is, that's who you're going to believe, and that's who you're going to obey. You know, that's kind of what I've realized recently. You know, it's a maybe oversimplification, but it's like, you know, it's like Fauci is your god. You're going to just obey him and believe him no matter what anyone, no matter what we say, or Taylor Swift, they're going to believe Taylor Swift. They call them the Swifties, right? Taylor Swift is like a cult leader, you know? So you can't reach these people with facts and evidence and logical arguments. You just cannot reach them because they're fanatics. They're like fundamentalists. They're Fauci fundamentalists, you know? So I think they understand this, and that's why they give us all these idols and all this stuff, and then we believe them, and people follow them. You know, it's a whole idolatry industry going on. And the government could be, you know, if you don't have a god in your life, you're going to, you know, everyone kind of has something they believe in, right? So, if you know, it's going to be the government or Obama or whatever. One of my heroes, right? So, you know, I've always been an idolater myself, right? The rock stars and playing guitar and wanted to be like a rock star, this kind of stuff. So it's like, I was watching a video the other day by Gary Weinrib. You know who that is?
Hey, Geddy Lee.
Yes. Man, very disappointing. Rush is a great band, you know, and they seem like really good people, right? Nice people, but it's like, he's pushing the agendas, you know. He's pushing Israel, the Israel agenda, and also the jab and the mask.
People
have a social responsibility, you know, all this stuff. They have a song called Free Will, right?
Yeah,
I
love
that song. Hey, Geddy, what about the Free Will song? And he's like, but we have a social responsibility to put on the ritual torture device and the inject poison in your body, apparently. So
what interview
and support
that?
Israel.
I'm not gonna watch that interview, but just
it's disappointing.
Where did you find that? Where did you see
it? I just watched. It's just a new one. It just came out recently because he's got some he's writing books. He's got a TV show coming out.
Oh really?
You know, he's got to play the game, right? You know, his drummer's dead, right? So he's got to.
I don't know about
reinvent
that.
Himself. You don't think the drummer died?
He was a health nut. He was a health nut. I think
Neil Peart?
He was a health. The guy used to bicycle across the country.
Yeah.
These kind of guys.
Do you think he fake? That's another fake death.
I really do. You know why? Because I do think you do need a high degree of energy and muscle power to play the drums like he did. I think he wanted to go out on top. Because, you are still alive, there's sort of an obligation. Oh, can one more performance, you know, like The Who.
At some point, his skills are going to diminish after 60. Because he was so, so good. And you need to be so physically, precise in the way he played drums.
And I think you're just going to get worse as you get older.
Oh, yeah. At some point, he was maxed out and declining.
Yes.
And in fact, he even wrote a song. He wrote all the lyrics, you know. So there's a song, like from the 80s about I think it was on Signals, wasn't it? About declining talented people in their decline, like a ballerina who can no longer dance and the bell tolls for thee, something like that. Remember that song? It was on his mind, apparently. You know what I mean? So that's pretty interesting. Yeah, you just never know. Like, at some point they have to kind of die.
Oh, losing it. Right? Is it called
losing it? Yeah, yeah. He actually wrote a song about that very topic.
Isn't that interesting? Interesting. That might be a more recent song because it doesn't ring a ding dong in my head.
That's from the 80s. Because I stopped listening to them after the 90s. I couldn't name one song after the 90s, but I know all their 70s and 80s stuff, like in my head.
You that know? Sounds like it is from Signals, actually.
Yeah.
A lot of synth.
In fact, I stopped listening to them after Signals for the most part.
Oh, man, that's... I don't know.
A little too nerdy for me, but Rush is great.
I probably know this song. But yeah, I'm gonna put a link to it. I'm gonna play.
It's
it
a
later.
Sad song. It's about like different types of talented people who are losing their talent because they're getting old or whatever, you know.
Yeah, I got it. I got.
So your theory, it was like he wrote the lyrics himself. Yeah.
That's oh yeah, he was a brilliant lyricist. I'll tell you quickly. My favorite album was probably the most pop, radio friendly album. That was Hold Your Fire. Which
Hold
I thought
Your Fire. Yeah. That was pretty good.
It was unbelievable. It was so good.
Yeah. And then, they focused on the singing, on the vocals more than before. You know, they realized, oh wait, people want to hear singing and vocals and melody, you know. So that was a vocal prominent album, which is probably the only time they really did that.
Interesting. You know more than I do about the technicality of this. Sure.
Yeah. You can tell, like, so because before that it was all about the drums and the instrumentals. You know, they're 10-minute songs of long instrumental
prog rock.
Prog, yeah. And then they're like, hey, let's write 3 or 4 minute pop songs with and try to get Getty to sound as good as possible singing.
Power Windows was before Hold Your Fire. That was incredible as well, as far as I
yeah. Concerned. That's they started to lose me a bit there because it got so nerdy.
Okay.
You know, and I was trying to be cool, and they kind of lost their heavy rock edge. They got more synth and more keyboards and stuff, you know, but I went to their concerts in the 80s. You know, Moving Pictures was the like one of the first rock albums I ever got.
Interesting.
I was, you know, like what, 10 years old or something. In fact, I got that and I got the Rolling Stones, Some Girls, like on the same week. Okay. And it was like, whoa, it's great albums, you know, and,
2112 was an amazing song.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that album.
Oh my god. Yeah. 1976. So yeah, you and I are sort of the same. After Hold Your Fire, Presto. No, they lost me right about here. Right
they kind of
right
lost
here.
It a bit there. Yeah.
Right, and then it's hard, you know. Done.
Then you get in your 30s and stuff, and it's hard to get back into that these bands that you listen to when you're young, cuz you're in your 30s or, you know, 20s and 30s, you're getting busy with work and family and whatever, and you kind of look back and I was 13 when I listened to that, and I should be an adult now, you know, that kind of stuff. And now, of course, we listen to it all again. Now
we appreciate it more than ever.
Yeah. But they've always had a very solid fan base, and
mostly male. It's got to be 95% male.
Yeah.
I'm not sure you really want to associate with a female Rush fan. They're just too male-like in my mind.
I don't know if I've ever met one.
I actually did a blind date to a Rush concert because I wanted to sit in the front row, because I figured I'm not sitting in the back for these. I cracked open the wallet. I want to sit in the front row, and I didn't want to go with anyone that was a half-ass Rush fan. So I just asked around to my friend group. I said, do you know any hardcore female Rush fans? I'll pay for their ticket. Just because I don't, this if you're going to sit in the front row, you better be a super fan. That's my, because I was willing to pay for some. So I never saw the girl again, but who cares? But we were right in the spit zone, though, right at the front row. You probably would agree. It's a totally different experience when you're in the front row.
It is. You feel like you're in a smaller club or something. Like you're kind of there, like they're performing for you, and you're really the only people they can see. They can't everyone else out there because of the lights.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah. I felt he was
look at you.
They were singing to me the whole time. I swear.
Yeah. It's more enjoyable that way.
So what about Getty? Has he been transvestigated?
I'm more leaning towards most of these guys are FTMs these days.
He's a damn castrato.
Something. Yeah, I mean, it's so hard to prove and hard to tell, but there's something going on. You know, are they castrato? Are they FTM? you know, and maybe some people can prove it. You know, you got to remember, for me, it's like, for me, I like to focus on the bone structure, but I don't think bone structure works on FTMs. It's not the right method. So that's kind of what has thrown me off a bit. And I don't like to say things or make claims unless I can back it up, you know, with evidence. And you just don't have a lot of physical evidence to like say, this is it. This is the smoking gun. But, you know, we see a few things, you know, the high voice. And, you know, there's, I mean, there's people who believe all of it.
That voice is off the charts, high.
Yeah. Nobody can. I mean, there's people who say all, you know, and they might be true. They might be right. All the rock stars might be FTM, really. I mean, they might be. You know, I don't know, but I'm leaning more in that direction. Or at least most of them, right? The famous ones. And it's hard to tell because they kind of dress like women, right? So I always thought, well, they're male to female. They're all trannies, right? But they're all, they're male to female trannies because they're wearing makeup, they have long hair, and they're wearing female clothes. Like most of them, that's how they look. So they're male to female, but yet, maybe they are female to male. So, you know, either
now
way.
We have a couple of people on Fakeologists that say all the celebrities and all the politicians are inverted. And they
they might be right. They might be right. They might be right, but it's just hard to prove. You're going to get a lot more cognitive dissonance and a lot more pushback. So, yeah, for me, I want to maintain some credibility, mainly for the topic itself.
So you don't say that.
I only say things if I can back it up with objective evidence.
Okay, so you're not one of those like, they're all men and they're all women.
It's not good to use the word all either. You know what I mean? Just even if it's true, you still probably just be conservative. I'm more conservative. But I will say it's possible that most of them are.
Okay.
You know, keep an open mind, but I'm not going to, you know, it's hard. I can't prove that they are.
Now, I got this video from Topo Chico. Thank you, Topo Chico. Topo Chico once sent me quite a lot of Bitcoin, and he told me don't get involved in the junk coins. So he said, I implore you to stick to Bitcoin and not the shit coins. And, of course, FakoTube is sponsored by Epic Cash, which he probably would call a shit coin. But I have to admit, Bitcoin is still held value and it's going up where most of the other shit coins are going nowhere. So I'll give him credit. But he sent me this video, and I don't know if you can see this. And this is supposed to be the gold standard, is it not? The pelvis?
Yes.
This is just a little demonstration of the female pelvis. Female pelvis is shorter and wider than the male pelvis of this. Because it has to get a baby's head through it.
So that's the female pelvis and the ball goes through it.
Yeah. And there's
the male pelvis. Yeah. Oh yeah, the pelvis is totally different. Yeah. That causes them to walk differently, right? People talk about the gait. And that's why, because of the pelvis. It's all bone structure. For us to observe it, you know, and then, you know, the MTFs are pretty easy to spot. You know, the thing is, like, look around in the real world, you know, observe people around you, go to Walmart or whatever, the shopping mall, and just observe the men and the women and look at the bone structure. And then, you know, so people.
It's not hard to figure out.
Oh, and now I got you in both speakers. Nice.
Yay. We're back in a stereo.
But,
so I put
but
that
yeah,
on
you
the
don't want
too. But is that the gold standard, the pelvis?
It is, yeah, according to the textbooks, right? And then you want to I try to avoid confirmation bias. I think that's a problem in the whole truther community, confirmation bias. But remember, at the time, until I lost my job, I was teaching critical thinking as one of my classes.
Nice.
So I was trying to put that into practice, right? And that makes you very conservative if you try to avoid logical fallacies and try to come up with decent arguments. Then it's more about that, and you know, but you can still use a logical fallacy and you might be right. You know what I mean? But we have to be careful about jumping to conclusions and all that. But you know, these days you might be right even if you do jump to conclusions. But you know, but the thing is, the people, you know, who are you talking to, right? Are you talking to a receptive audience or an unreceptive audience? Someone who is going to believe what you say and open-minded, or most people in the world are going to think we're crazy, right? So I'm always aware that someone's going to watch my videos who's just going to think I'm crazy right off the bat. So that's why I always try to put some evidence and all that stuff and make a valid argument.
The number one performer in the world, of course, is Taylor Swift.
It seems like it these days, right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
5'11", man. 5'11". That's all I'm saying.
if you just, and I'll put a link to Mr. E's BitChute channel. I'm on BitChute a lot now because of I got the email and comment notifications working. So when I make a comment, I get a notification that somebody read it or replied to it. So I'm back on BitChute. BitChute's working really, really well. So and Odyssey might take a fall now that the SEC is after them because they have some coin that's I sometimes think these guys set up these operations as honey traps.
Yeah. Who knows? Yeah.
You put hundreds of hours uploading and then they take it down for some BS reason.
I mean, they control the mass. It's basically turning into some type of mass media.
Yeah.
And they have to control it, right? They want to control the narrative.
And BitChute is heavily censored in the EU.
Really?
Not the site, but certain channels. So I interview a guy regularly named Fake Nukes Phil, who is a bit of a German booster, Hitler. I'm not going to call him a Hitler booster, but and that gets his whole channel is not allowable in the EU.
They have those laws, right? You can't even question certain historical narratives in the EU. Exactly. So, that's a topic that's, you know, you're going to get shut down somewhere time if you.
Well, what you're doing, I guarantee, will slide into hate speech very shortly.
Well, I don't know. That's why they canceled me on YouTube originally. They called it hate speech.
Okay. Well, it's going to be.
I guess
modified.
I could adjust my message the way I talk. But you know, it's interesting though. I just realized this. So I did a video on like the Beatles and the Stones.
Yeah.
They both basically have new songs out. It's 2023. It's the Beatles and the Stones again. Like, don't these people ever die?
No.
Like, what's going on? It's the Beatles and the Stones again at the same time. New songs, new albums. It's like, what's going on?
Well, the 60-year-olds that I heard review the two songs, they played them on their normie show. I listened to them. They liked the Rolling Stoner one, and they thought the Beatles one was a bit of a downer, and I'm not going to play
it. It's not a good song, really. No. It's like they're trying to pull.
Uh-oh, Mr. E went. He's still there? Mr. E's signal went. Ooh, that sucks. Well, Mr. E.
I just came across this. From 5 years ago.
Well, Mr. E is, I don't know what happened to him. His connection went for a dump. Even though it says full bars, I'll play a bit of his video. Mr. E, if you can hear me, just talk over.
Go. One more admission.
There was a huge rumor at one point, a conspiracy theory, if you like, that Paul McCartney was dead and that you are not Paul McCartney. You're an imposter pretending to be Paul McCartney. How did this come about?
Found me out. For years, I've been able to fool people.
And once again, has admitted that he is not, in fact, Paul McCartney, but a replacement. He's done this many times before.
Is it him or a very good double?
Well, that was the idea. That was the other part of it, that there was a guy who looked like you taking your place.
No, well, this is him.
Now, this looks like somebody's aunt. In fact, there's a lady at church who looks a lot like this. It's a duper's delight kind of a thing. Their job seems to be to deceive us, and they just seem to love doing it. Now, the real problem is that people seem to love being deceived. These days, I'm actually would place the blame more on the deceived people than the deceivers, because there's more of them, and they're actually more dangerous. We are surrounded by people because of their idolatry. It makes them susceptible for deception, and they in fact want to be deceived. They prefer the lie over the truth. And these are the people that are being deceived to kill us, actually, according to the book of Revelation. And they're telling us that they're deceiving us, and they laugh about it, and people still don't care. Now, for some reason, Nirvana keeps popping up, and here's the bassist for Nirvana wearing a dress. Well, it's an apron, but it's a very feminine apron. It could be related to the Masonic apron, kind of imitation, Levite priest type of situation, but this is much more feminine, so it just makes you wonder what they're trying to tell.
I got Mr. E, you back? Mr. E, are you back? Mr. E is there. Here's good old Geddy Lee, Gary Weinrib on the screen. Mr. E, I can't read you if you're talking. Can you read me? I'll just send you a little private chat there in the restream window. If we can't connect on, you can hear me, but I can't hear you. Interesting. So I don't know what to tell you. I might have to go to Skypey. Let me just play the rest of your video here. I can't hear you, though, if you're talking and your mic is open.
Tell us, maybe this is their true authentic self being revealed. Maybe this is their gender reveal party. It is kind of strange what he says here as he puts these round objects into a jar.
Canning is a lot like playing the bass guitar.
After you do a fine bass part, it's in the can.
Everything's an inside joke.